gentlemen. Actually, I see Skype 2 calling me. We're trying to connect here. I have a great guest planned for tonight, of course. Let's see if I can answer over here. Oh, you just hung up. Huh. Says it's calling, but let's see. Maybe it's just that I have my phone Skype on here. All right.
Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. How are you, folks? Sorry about that. Been having more technical difficulties lately. It's not just the network. It's something screwy going on. It's a conspiracy. But without any further ado, I want to jump right into tonight's show. The body is electric. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. And Will Spencer will be our guest tonight. He is going to be at the Free Your Mind conference, and he has a lot of information to share about the William Rife technology, taking a look at electrical currents and how they can help to rid the body of many of the disease and ailments that we face on a regular basis. Without any further ado, let's bring on Will Spencer. Hello, Will. How are you?
Not too bad. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. The body is electric, huh?
Everything about our sight, our sound, our smell is all electric. Actually, the electrical system is the largest system we have next to the skin.
Is the universe electric? I've also heard that being said.
That's what they say. From the quantum physics standpoint, it's all a hologram or an illusion almost, if you can, you know, wrap your mind around that.
So tell listeners a little bit about yourself before we get ahead of ourselves and talk about these big picture ideas. How did you get involved with this research? And tell the listeners a little bit about Will Spencer for a moment.
Well, after 20 plus years of being very ill and then making friends with the Native American Vietnam vet fellow that introduced me to herbs was the first step. Over 75 food and environmental allergies, asthma, eczema, bronchitis. I was on all kinds of pharmaceutical drugs. I was back in the 60s, 70s when Similac was coming out. I was on that. My mother was ill and was born with problems. And so that was the starting line. And then after I discovered herbs, it was all done. I mean, there was no more no more allopathic medicine. It was all over here in the natural world, and that's where I've been since then, since like 22 years old.
Wow.
So that's the starting point, and then it just snowballed from there. My father was a farmer. He moved from family, smaller, a 300-acre farm to a 3,000-acre corporate farm, and from a smaller, more sustainable farming model to the petrochemical, pesticide, helicopter, airplane spraying, 13 huge tractors farming all kinds of land. So, and then when I left the farm, I was driving truck and so forth in my 20s, and then I went back to farming and learned about Rudolf Steiner and biodynamics, and it's been a constant evolution since my 20s in this whole other world, that there's this alternate food chain, not just conventional food that was raised in these mass industrial farms like my father's.
Interesting. Was he introduced to genetically modified organisms at that point as well?
Well, genetic modification in its natural form has been on this planet. I mean, it's selective breeding.
Sure, heirloom seeds,
My father not only did that, we had 800 and some cows, and he was well known back then in that realm for his genetics and his cattle. As well as some of his crops. He was working with the University of Minnesota and Texas A&M back in the genetic modification infancy in the petrochemical pesticide infancy back then. And there was a lot of trials done on my father's farm and working with the corporation. And there's a whole huge group of farmers working with the universities back then to try all this new stuff. And so my father and his farm were pretty much the guinea pigs, you know, for this new stuff.
Right. When did Monsanto come to him?
Monsanto never came to my dad. It was not Monsanto back then. It was Pride seed corn. It was this. It wasn't like it is now. That, you know, we're talking what 40 some years ago, and that whole structure wasn't in place yet. Not like it is today.
Right. And what kind of troubles did he deal with when he went to that model of farming? Did he ever at any point say, you know, well, this is just not working, this doesn't make sense, this is unsustainable?
Oh, my dad, no, he was bought into it hook, line, and sinker. I watched my father take a shot glass of M80, which is a potato bug pesticide, and drink it right in front of everybody.
Wow.
He says this stuff is safe. So my dad bought into this whole concept, hook, line, and sinker. Me being the kid, one of the kids that worked on the farm, I used to run the chemical truck, and we were only given dishwashing gloves when we were handling 55-gallon barrels of pesticides, nothing else. One of the other guys, a buddy of mine, there was a 55-gallon barrel of this yellow pesticide that fell off the back of the truck. And it broke open. I got out of the way, but Scott didn't, and it totally covered him. He actually spent about 8 months dyed this golden yellow hewn. This guy today, now he's same age as I am, and he's got all kinds of health problems. I mean, just horrible. His whole, from, you know, because his father worked for my father on the farm as a foreman, and it was just like the whole area, the county where I grew up in, it was like cancers and diabetes and all this crazy stuff. It was just part of life. It didn't know any better. It just, everyone had this stuff.
So that brings you to, you know, looking for solutions, and you started off with herbs, and then what was next? How did you get to this information about the body being electric?
Well, yeah, we started out with herbs and figuring out symptomology, what was going on with me. Basically, this began as an extremely selfish endeavor back then, because I was ill and I didn't want to be ill. I had tried to like leave a couple times, like I was that ill, like just didn't want to be here, and it didn't work. And so I'm like, well, if I can't do that, then I better figure out how I'm going to be here, because I don't like this situation. And I did all kinds of different things. I mean, I tried all these different diets, I stopped counting at about $500,000 of my own cash outlay and looking for solutions over the years.
Wow.
And it was very selfish, because it was about me. And then when I started feeling better, I started looking, people started going, okay, so you used to couldn't run, you know, a half a block down your driveway. You couldn't do this. Where did, you know, I lost 80 pounds in one summer. Where did you disappear? You know, half of you just disappeared. Where did it go? What are you doing? You know, and I birthed my children at home. And I was doing these crazy things. This biodynamics wasn't even this wasn't even hardly a concept back in the late 80s, early 90s. And it was like, what are you doing? You're selling raw milk. I had a goat dairy for 8 years. I was selling raw milk and eggs directly to people in towns. And so it was like I had an audience, because people were noticing what I was doing. You know, I was in 4-H and FFA, and I was – you know, I actually was involved in my county government and my township stuff. You know, I was involved, and so I had a lot of people that saw me. And so it was like everybody I knew was having these problems. I'm like, well, here, this is what I'm doing. You know, you got these problems. Let's use herbs. You know, I wildcrafted herbs all over my county and part of the state in Minnesota where I was from. And I had a huge herb closet, and it was like my house was my clinic, basically. People would just come over, we'd sit at the table, and we'd talk about things. I share people, you know, the information out of my books I'm learning from, and the people that I'm traveling around learning this stuff from. I had a lot of hands-on education, like Indians, actual Native Americans. Like, they didn't give me books to read. I asked them to help me learn herbology, because I knew some of them, and they said, well, be here at 5 o'clock, because we're going to go gather this today. or let's see, it's September. We, you know, come over at this time. We're going to go dig this root today. And that's how I did most of, you know, most of my education was really hands-on, you know, the way real education should be. It's not, was just, not just reading books and, you know, just vomiting that information. It was like real-time experience.
Not just being told what to think, but actually thinking it and experiencing it, yeah. That's the problem with education today in general. You know, it's a compulsory. It's about, you know, having people simply regurgitate what they're told, and there's little to no critical thinking and experiential learning going on.
There isn't. And I swear I had brain damage. In 1978, my brain was altered. Some of my father's goofy friends were told me that, you know, a lot of the stuff that's happening today, they were warning me about as a kid. You know, one of them said that the natural health industry is going to be duplicating the allopathic medicine. They're going to be managing diseases and symptoms with natural substances. They're really not going to fix much. They may get you to this adequate health, kind of, but it's going to be the same. It's the same business model. You just watch. They said that this, okay, this is one of the things that really, like, set me, you know, on this path when I was in my 30s, is because I saw it coming in my late 20s, early 30s, that the natural health industry is today is no different than allopathic pharmacology of today. No different.
In what way? You feel like it's scamming people? There's a lot of dead ends? What do you mean?
Oh, totally. Totally scamming people. Because I was taught, for instance, echinacea, for example, you never take echinacea longer than 5 days. Then you got to give it a 7-day break, and then you're back on it for 5 days if you have to take it. Well, today we're seeing clients showing up that have been on taking echinacea capsules for 2 years. Okay, so that's a waste of money. And then to really put the sinker in, about 15 years ago, I applied to go to naturopathic school, one of the top three. And so I pay the price. I get my first books, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm going, oh, I saw it right away. It didn't take me but, you know, a couple of weeks of reading into these courses going, oh, this is what these old guys were talking about back then. Because the things we're being taught today, we're basically managing illnesses with natural substances instead of drugs. You know, most of my clientele that we get right now is 10, 15 years in doing natural health stuff, and they're still sick. They're still ill. Okay, so if it was any better, why aren't they better?
So what's missing?
I think more than anything, it's the perception that the healer is outside of themselves. More than anything, that's the biggest disease I see. We were born with a capacity to be vibrantly healthy. We're just missing some tools. We're born into a world that is highly toxic, highly socially engineered to be chaotic and disjointed. And we have biological and chemical warfare agents in our environment in mass. I say that because I'm seeing it on an elemental scale. You can't see it with your eye because microorganisms are small. You know, Roundup is small. You can't see it with your eyes. And what we see with our eyes looks relatively fairly healthy from the big picture view. I mean, we still have grass. We still have trees. We're still walking around. But on an elemental scale, our bodies are hosts for so much petrochemicals, pharmaceutical drugs, and these pathogens and parasites like you wouldn't believe. But you can't see them.
Yeah. Well, if you can't see them, then they must not exist, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I mean, that's out in the mass consciousness. That's kind of the thing. You know, I don't have the appearance of symptoms, so I got to be healthy. You know, but that's really, you know, lack of symptoms does not equate to health in my book.
Also, you know, if all this that you're saying is true, and this is really the secret here, if you will, for lack of a better term, why isn't everybody on to this? I mean, why aren't all the doctors talking about this? This is something, you know, that everybody should know about if it really did help our health, right?
Yes and no. The thing is, I mean, I get scoffed at all the time.
Yeah, and that's what people say. It's this appeal to belief, and therefore it must not be true, because if it was, we'd all know about it.
See, that's the mind virus that is out in the mass consciousness, okay? Because you're highly vested in a doctorate degree from an academic medical science place, you've got to know. But it's not like that. Because you have a licensure, and I've met medical doctors that don't have an AMA license anymore. There are actually quite a few of them that I know, and they've had to leave the American Medical Association in order to actually help people. Because in that business model, the AMA model, you're not allowed to use any other thing except what is FDA and EPA approved, period. Okay, everything I do is non-FDA approved. Everything. I don't think there's one thing that I use that's FDA approved. Okay, see, I have this whole big, huge world of stuff in my toolbox. These large amount of volume of stuff, like herbs, like we have over 400 different strains of probiotics, like we have minerals, all this stuff, amino acids and so forth. But see, that in the medical model, people have this view that they're there to help you. It used to be that way possibly 100 years ago. In today's world, that's not the case. You go there to that world, you're going to play by their rules. And their rules are very limiting. And their rules require you to give your personal power over to them.
That's a big problem, a major problem. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Will Spencer. And when we get back, Will, I want to ask you about William Reif, learn a little bit more about what he had to say. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Will, real quick, what's your website?
Bodyelectrician.com.
Bodyelectrician.com. And also check him out at the Free Your Mind Conference. He'll be there as well. All right, as promised, we'll take that break and come back with our special guest tonight, Will Spencer, bodyelectrician.com. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367.
910-436-7.
Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at HitsUSA.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, who is William Rife?
Raul Raymond Rife?
Right. I'm sorry. Raymond Rife. Yeah. There you go.
He was a fellow that figured out how to use frequencies to kill viruses, bacteria, pathogens, parasites. He had an analog, this huge analog generator, frequency generator, and he could dial in, because this was back before digital, and dial in specific frequencies, and then he built a scope, microscope, that you didn't have to, like a electron microscope, you actually have to kill whatever you're looking at to get a picture of it. Well, he had a scope that was far more accurate and much better, higher resolution. He didn't have to kill anything, so he could actually watch the pathogens and the parasites in real time, and he photographed them and videoed them and watched while he selected the frequencies to watch the specific, say, virus just basically explode with certain frequencies, and he cataloged all of them. And now today we have Rife frequency generators. Now they're all digital now for the most part. I own a analog one, it's not working right now. Then there's several different models of digital ones you can have. I have one that's on my computer now.
Tell me a little bit about that. We were talking off air about it and what it does and what you've been able to find in a really short period of time that the medical establishment has tried to accomplish over years and years and years in some cases.
Well, my experience is just recently I met a medical doctor that was exposed to our scanning process and what we do. And, you know, he shared with me after a bit of time of looking at what we do, you know, he said it would take about 6 months to run all the tests and it would cost around $25,000 in their system. And it wouldn't even come close to what we're doing in 30 minutes for like $150. And this is all based on frequency things back to the electrical perspective, if you will. So Rife was looking at the actual biology in the microscope, and then he was tuning his machine into specific hertzes, specific frequencies, and watching what it was doing right there in the petri dish under his scope, and then photographing it and videoing it. And today, you know, I used to have a F-scan, which runs about $6,000. And you sit there and you hold two electrodes in your hand. It's a digital machine. You can dial in specific frequencies. There's a whole catalog of parasites, pathogens, and different things in this catalog with specific frequencies. You can dial them all in, and boom, it works. All right. Rife also had instead of holding on to the electrodes, he also was working with harmonics, where he was using sound waves to do the same thing. Well, in my experience, I ended up selling my expensive Rife generator, and I got this software now we can get readily available for anywhere from $400 to $600 on the internet using a fairly decent set of speakers, and it's better than the $6,000 Rife machine that I used to have. It's a Rife generator on the computer, and you sit with the speakers just pointed at you, and you know, parasites die, pathogens die, and so forth. So, my view, though, we wrote an article last year. It was titled "The Ineffectiveness of Electrotherapies and Why," because today, the outcome of people using these Rife machines, as soon as you turn the machine off, any machine, doesn't matter if it's a Beck Electrifier, a Rife, there's several different ones out there. As soon as you turn the switch off, basically the ill state of health begins to return because people do not have a sustainability anymore. Their bodies are mineral deficient, they're amino acid deficient, they're just overrun with stuff. And really, a Rife generator or any of these electrotherapies really don't change or alter for the better the internal environment that actually makes or allows the pathogen or the parasite to live. Because it's the current state of the environment of the body that is supporting the life of the pathogen. So if you're just going to kill the pathogen, well, if you don't change the environment, the pathogen will come back.
Interesting. We'll take another quick break and come back in just a moment. Unlike, or I guess I should say, like the pathogen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll definitely be demoing this at the Free Your Mind conference. I'm at the edge of my seat.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to the conference.
I'm getting an echo. Do you hear that as well?
I am totally getting an echo.
And it seems to be coming from you, Mr. Producer, FYI. Yeah, it's gone now. Cool. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. What was I going to say? This is awesome. This is a new technology from the 50s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's lie detector technology. Literally, it's galvanic skin response. It's been around since the 50s.
And what kind of results have people had? I mean, can you give me some examples, some testimonials, if you will, of you know, how they came to this technology and what they were experiencing and what kind of a turnaround they saw?
Well, the military and NASA in the 60s took the galvanic skin response technology and they were sewing these little electrodes inside the undergarments of the flight suits to monitor the astronauts and the pilots' bodily functions through the radio waves, through the radio transmissions. So the ground computers were talking to the and monitoring the pilots' bodies just through the radio waves. So in the 80s, this company that I bought the software from had taken it already. So to the stage in the 80s where as long as these electrodes are touching your skin, it doesn't matter anywhere. It could be your foot, your hand, your back, doesn't matter, because the skin is connected to everything else. And so they call it biocommunication, where the actual computer with frequencies is talking to your body. There's no sound, but it's communicating with your body. So the computer is talking with your body. So because we're a biological computer, I mean, we're literally operate similar to a computer. And so it only made sense to me when I first was introduced to this a few years ago, like, wow, this may only make sense. So it's like, so then now we've kind of updated some of their software to where we, from our view. And so we're looking for all kinds of stuff like heavy metals, petrochemicals, sinus cavities, stress, brain stress, spinal column stress, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's really like sonar in a way, or like how a bat flies. A bat gives off a frequency we can't hear. It reads the response back if it echoes back, so it knows if it has to move to the left or to the right.
Interesting. We've had Ken Rolla on the show before. Do you know that name by chance?
No, I don't.
He talks about scalar technologies helping to heal things. It sounds very similar.
Possibly can. I've been hearing some things about scalar. I'm not schooled in that area. It's pretty much just the Rife stuff and what I'm doing here. I'm just branching out a little as I get some time checking out some of this other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, all of this stuff seems so much more appealing than poisoning yourself with radiation and everything else. So very, very, very interesting. Will, I do want to take a few phone calls tonight. We only have a little bit of time left, but we do have an opportunity for you to call us if you like. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. That's 800-313-9443. We're talking with Will Spencer, and your website is bodyelectrician.com, right?
Correct.
Bodyelectrician.com. Check him out, and again, he'll be at the Free Your Mind Conference in April demoing this stuff and also allowing for you to utilize it. He's got his services available for you there as well. Kim in New Jersey is on the line. What's up, Kim?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. Am I going to see you again?
Yes, you are going to see me at the Free Your Mind.
Cool. We met last time, and we stayed in touch after that. Did I respond to your last email?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. I thought I did,
yes,
but then...
Yes, you did.
Then when you called, I was like, oh, no, I hope I responded. I got so much stuff going on.
Yeah, it was nice to hear from you back, and it was pretty quick, actually. I didn't expect to hear from you back. I do plan on coming to the conference, but the reason I'm calling right now is because Will here, frequency-specific microcurrent, is that what you're talking about?
I don't use that term, but
okay.
You can. That is part of the technology because every bacteria, mineral, virus, cell, sinus cavity, everything has a unique harmonic, fingerprint, if you will, a frequency that's unique to it. And all we've done is categorized it, and then we're looking for it. So,
well, I used one of these devices, like, last year. I had a rash under my arm, and I went to my chiropractor for a different reason, and I just brought it to his attention, and he said, I think it's this. Let's give you this little machine. And it was wonderful. It sounds just like what you're talking about. I hooked it up with, the electrodes things. I don't know what else to call them. And the machine was programmed for all different kind of things, different supports. And he gave me a few, emotional relax and balance was one of them, adrenal support. And every time I would put on a different program, a different Hertz thing would come up. And it would just run for like 30 minutes. Some of them were in for an hour. And it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. And it really sounds like what you're talking about.
It's similar to that. That's actually a component built into this. It's much more, we're more on looking for what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for the problem, especially I'm interested in the pathogens, the parasites, the metals, the petrochemicals, the stuff like that. But it also does much more. So that's part of it.
It's really nice. You're going to be at Free Your Mind because this is something I'm really interested in.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Kim.
All right, Bob. See you in about a month.
Yep. See you there. All right. Let's go to Ron in Arkansas now. Ron, you're on with Will Spencer, bodyelectrician.com.
Hello.
What's on your mind, Ron?
I wanted to ask your guest if this technology, seeing how it's sound waves instead of frequency, would it help someone who had a cerebral infarction?
Yeah, possibly. We've had people that have had things like that. We're looking at it. I mean, here's a lack of better word. I only have we're looking for things like identification, like a diagnosis thing.
Right.
As well as a curative, because the protocols that are generated it's much more entailed than just electrotherapy as the protocol itself. So we have actually elemental parts of the protocol. As well as electrotherapies, as well as emotional balancers and things like that. So it's yes, but it's bigger than that, you see.
And the problem I have is I had this stroke in October of last year, but it was a mini or a light, but it still affected my left side, you know, my ankle, my knee, my arm. And when I lay down and go to bed, I get a little dizzy. I hyperventilate and it goes away. When I get up in the morning, I get dizzy and I hyperventilate and it goes away. That's been going on since October of last year, and I'm kind of weak also. I wake up tired, I go to bed tired. And I'm kind of interested in it there. What's that website again?
Our website is bodyelectrician.com.
Body electrician.
Well, how would somebody like Ron utilize this to help himself? He's in Arkansas. You're in, you know, PA. How would he be able to use this?
We've got over 20 of these. We just mail them to him, and we do everything remote. Most of the people we don't even see anymore. We're just talking to them on the computer, on the telephone, and we're working through the mail. So we've made this so we can actually bring healthcare to you. I don't really care who you are. We're on 5 different continents, pretty much scanning monthly. So it doesn't matter anymore. As long as you can get an internet signal and have a PC and can receive mail, you know, healthcare can be coming to you.
Right. Have people been unhappy with this at any point?
Yeah, about the only people that are unhappy are the ones that don't follow along with directions and who have a limiting belief like, this won't work. There's a lot of people that belief that if you believe you're not going to get well, if you believe your body has some kind of limitation, then your body will respond by having limitations.
You said earlier, if you have mail, you're talking about email?
Well, yeah, we work through the emails, but actually we mail you a device through the postal system. And you get a scan in real time. You're actually renting our device, and we're scanning in real time. We use the internet to connect your hand to our computer.
And that work with earphones on your computer?
No, it's an actual device that you have to use that you use our device. So it's a special device that you use.
Right. Well, I don't have email. I go to the local cafe and they have Wi-Fi. But I hadn't set up an email.
So that's fine. We use libraries. We use internet cafes. You know, that's really immaterial nowadays. It just takes, you have to talk to a librarian and actually have a librarian help somebody not too long ago to plug the device into the USB port and actually go through the process. It's not that complicated.
Ron, would it be helpful to you to get a phone number to contact Will at?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him about that.
Okay. Will, do you have a phone number you can give out to people who might not have internet connection, internet access on a regular basis and that kind of thing?
Oh, sure. You can call 610-417-7248 and try to keep that between 10 in the morning and 10 at night Eastern time, please.
10 a.m., 10 p.m.
Yep. 7 days a week.
Okay. Appreciate it. I'll be getting in touch.
Thanks, Ron. Best of luck to you, man. So, Will, at the end of the day, this is pretty revolutionary, man. We talk about the problems all the time. We talk about the fluoride in the water supply. We talk about the chemtrails, if you will. We talk about the food supply being riddled with poisons, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, MSG. The list goes on and on and on. But something like this, I mean, obviously you want to avoid all of the aforementioned nonsense, but something like this is really awesome.
I'm a solution-based guy. I come off of the farm where if you got something broken, you got to fix it so you can get, keep. That's just my thinking. And so that's really helped me in developing a lot of what we do, our products that we manufacture, and this particular device that we use. I mean, this solves, like, a huge amount of problems. I mean, we have yet somebody to come to us that followed along and didn't get results. I mean, I got a gal in Louisiana right now that has a diagnosis from Tulane University of genetic MS. Well, last fall, they reversed their diagnosis. That's unheard of. Those people down there are they're mesmerized. That's never heard of in that world.
Let's talk about the ice bucket challenge for a moment. You know, there was all this ice bucket challenge nonsense to try to help Luke Gehrig's disease. And, you know, it's something that people say is has no cure, has no way to stop it. They're, you know, it's going to take you down. I have a friend whose dad just died from this. And do you think this could help Luke Gehrig's?
Absolutely. ALS. We've had a few people have that go away. You see, we're back to the before conversation. When you're going to allopathic medicine, they're right that there's no solutions within allopathic medicine. Okay, I don't live in that world. I live over here basically in my own little world, and my own little world has a huge amount of potential for the body to heal because we live in the most fantastic healing machine that ever is, ever was. And when you know how to feed it and just allow it to do its job, this thing that we live in is amazing. But see, my mind allows it to happen, you see. Academia and allopathic medicine is an extremely limited belief system and an extremely limited belief body has this innate ability. Well, I'm not in that world. I'm over here knowing, coming from, you know, farming and coming from this natural world where nature is a wonderful evolving thing that evolves with the environment. I see potential all around me. I actually am very, you know, happy at just almost every day. Very few days I'm not, because I see potential all around me of good things and things that are possible. In allopathic medicine, it's very limiting. You don't have that kind of a view on health.
Yeah. I don't know if he was just breaking up because of my connection or his that time, but I got most of what you had to say. Well, you're making sense. Again, I'm just excited to see it in action. It's one of those things, man, I think that you have to see to believe for a lot of people. And that's hard because people wonder, does this operate on placebo? Is placebo really that powerful? Some might argue. Or what is it? You know, what's really going on?
Bruce Lipton says placebo is more powerful than anything because it all operates out of your belief system. If you believe you're going to heal, that's the hugest thing, is do you believe? Do you have the perception that you're able to heal?
But isn't that new age BS though on some level? Because I can believe that if I jump in front of a train, then I'm not going to die or I'm not going to get badly hurt and injured. But at the end of the day, when I jump in front of that train, no matter how much I believe I'm not going to get hurt, I'm going to get messed up. And we'll answer that question after our last break tonight with Will Spencer, BodyElectrician.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money, what is it worth today?
A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase,
the pathogens out of your body.
Put on
one of these devices and chase the pathogens out of your body. Will Spencer is our guest tonight. He will be at the Free Your Mind conference. And he'll have a table set up there doing this. Not just talking about it, but doing it, ladies and gentlemen. So check him out there. Obviously, check out the Free Your Mind conference for all the great speakers we have. We just made a major announcement, Will. I don't know. Did you hear about this? I think I told you it this morning when we spoke briefly. We're going to be having a gentleman by the name of Dan Fogler do a screening of a movie that he made called Don Peyote. He's a famous comedian, actor, and Tony Award-winning Broadway star. And he made a film about conspiracies and this and that called Don Peyote. And he's going to be doing a private screening Friday night at the conference. So that's pretty cool.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Then, of course, we have all the other great speakers, Mark Passio, Lennon Honor, Freeman Fly, Clint Richardson. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, please support us in advance to help pay for all this. FreeYourMindConference.com, FreeYourMindConference.com. And there will be tickets at the door. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can say that safely everybody will get in. If space runs out, space runs out. I would hate to see that happen. Actually, I would love to see that happen on some level. But I also want everybody to come that wants to come. So you get the point. Anyways, well, we'll end with this question, all right? This idea that our belief is so important. And then I brought up the question, and as you told me off air, a lot of people ask this question. If you jump in front of a train and you believe that you are not going to get demolished, it doesn't matter. You're still going to get hit and you're still going to break every bone in your body and die. How does belief really work?
So first we got to have a definition of belief. So I get what you're saying about I believe I'm going to live, I'm going to jump in front of a train. Okay, so there, that's belief, you know, separate from logic. I'm talking belief more like Bruce Lipton and this new epigenetics is talking belief. Rob Williams is talking this belief as in a set of programs that are downloaded into us that we operate our life from, and 90% of those programs or beliefs are put into us by the age of six. Half of them are there before we even come out of the womb.
Is this similar to intuition?
No, I would not. I would not say. This is, for instance, I love myself. Okay, and when you see the technology that we're using, we're actually looking for about 400 different programs or belief statements in the body while you're doing the scan to see where the conflict is. And one that comes up a lot is a conflict with I love myself unconditionally. So that's the positive form, saying that there's a conflict between your subconscious mind, which is your physical body, and your conscious mind, which is your head, basically the voice in your head. There's a conflict between the two. Most people love themselves. Okay, that's not a question. But when you're a child, are we at 3 minutes already?
Yeah, we have another couple moments, so finish that thought. Yeah, we'll do it again. So
when,
no worries.
When you have a conflict between the two minds, your subconscious and your conflict, the conscious mind, your body responds negatively. So by altering the belief and correcting the conflict and making it harmonious, your body responds positively in health. And so that's built into what we do as well. So it's beliefs like that, not the other kind of belief that you're talking about.
Gotcha. We'll have to do this again. Will Spencer, thanks for coming on. BodyElectrician.com. Check them out at thefreeyourmindconference.com. We'll be back tomorrow night, folks. Love you.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.